Good morning and you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise. Just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I proved Him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him.
You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is a very, very, very important day because we just have one more day to the end of this year. God has been faithful through ages. Even if you feel like you've not received anything major this year, I want you to realize that the gift of life is a very, very expensive and beautiful gift. And God has been consistent in His faithfulness each and every single day. And for this, we are extremely grateful. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Today is the 30th day in the month of December 2024. It's a beautiful Monday and we are here for our devotion. If this is the first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour and this is a platform where we get to take our online devotion every single day. We gather on this platform just to hear what God has to tell us, just to have Him speak to us, show us the map to our every facet of our lives. So if you are worried, you are depressed, you are burdened, you have loads of questions that are unanswered, right here on this platform, you get to encounter our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. So I want you to spread the word. And let somebody out there know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, forget the things of the past. Forget the things of the past. I am today taking from M16. M16 from our Open Heaven Manual, tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Revelation chapter 20 to chapter 21. Revelations from chapter 20 to chapter 21. Our memory verse today is taken from Philippians chapter 3 verse 13. Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, and it reads, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching on to those things which are before. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Isaiah chapter 43, from verse 18 to 19. Isaiah chapter 43, from verse 18 to 19. From verse 18 it reads, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Today our manual reads, we have come to the end of another year, and I believe that many people are thinking about how the year turned out. Many may even begin to feel that there are certain things that they should have done better. It is normal to have such feelings, as they help a person to make better decisions in the future. However, it is unfruitful to dwell on the past. There is nothing to gain from living in regret about the past. Beloved, it is time to put the past behind you and begin to look forward to the glorious year that is ahead of you. First of all, no matter what you have or do not have yet, you must always give thanks. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Yes, the year has come to an end and you wish you had done better. But if you look closely, you will discover that you have many reasons to thank God. If you have died in the course of the year, you would not even be here to reflect on the past. There are so many things to thank God for. Show God that you are grateful, because when God sees a grateful heart, he always visits that fellow with a blessing, like we see in 1 Kings chapter 3 from verse 3 to 15. Secondly, note that God can make all things work together for your good, like we see in Romans chapter 8 verse 28. God can turn whatever you count as a loss into your profit. When Joseph was thrown into prison in Genesis chapter 39 verse 20, it seemed like a bad experience for him. Little did he know that the prison was a stepping stone to becoming the prime minister of the greatest nation in the world at that time. Don't ever write yourself off. Always put God in the equation of your life. When you do this, you will experience a complete turnaround and his tremendous blessings will follow. If, however, you have been living in sin, do not expect God to help you turn things around. He said in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 11, say unto the wicked that it shall be ill with him. This means that it shall not be well with anyone that is living in sin. On the other hand, the Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10, say unto the righteous, it shall be well with him. Beloved, if you want to experience God's blessing in the year ahead of you, make your mind to live according to his will daily. Today's Open Heaven comes with an action point that says, live according to God's word every day in 2025, and all will be well with you. Happy New Year in advance. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us today. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share the message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. You can download it to enjoy all our amazing shows that we've lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed and Happy New Year in advance.